Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit bad podcast.
I like China.
We're going to be turned.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Legit Bat, and now your hosts, Joe, Jen, and Ben.
Welcome back to Legit Bat. I'm Joe. Jen is with me. Ben is not here to... Oh, fuck. I forgot to do the button again. Hang on. Okay, there. Now we're on. Okay. Yeah, I think that's about it. The intro you hear at the beginning is listener sent in, and I have a stack of them ready to put in rotation. So if you want to do that, email us, and we'll put it in there because it's fun. You should hear some of the ones I have planned for the next few episodes. But our guest tonight is Steve Poikkanen from AM Wake Up, Slow News Day, and what was that third one you mentioned?
Blunt Force Wisdom.
There we go. And then also Chris from Rained Out Rantcast and AM Wake Up. And we had both these guys on before, and we just wanted to catch up with you guys, see what's going on. What have you guys been talking about? What's really stuck in your craw besides the Trump shooting? That might be a tough question.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of wild shit that's going on right now. But they did a dress rehearsal of the Red Heifer thing.
Really?
Huh?
Yeah,
they did. Close now?
I think it's in September, man.
Yeah, I would imagine, but they did a it was in Zero Hedge this morning. I know Chris had physical therapy, so he wasn't on this morning.
I didn't see it,
but
I didn't know.
Yeah. Trial run for cutting cows. So that's gonna get really weird.
Well, for anybody who isn't familiar with the whole Red Heifer thing, I'm a little bit, because I've seen you and other people posting about it, but for somebody who's never heard of that before, it's a tiny hat thing, but kind of give us a breakdown of what the fuck they're even doing over there.
You want to take this one, Chris?
Tiny hat. It's just part of the ritual to bring in the third temple. So they have to have unblemished, perfect red heifers that have to be in between. What did we figure out yesterday with Adam?
It was at least 3 years old. That was the
requirement. Yeah, at least 3 years old.
And
is a cutoff. It's like between 3 years and like 4 years or three and a half. There's a cutoff date. They can't be so old, but they have to be a certain age.
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, just no blemishes on the cow. Yeah.
How difficult is that to achieve? To have zero blemishes.
With cloning and CRISPR, I think it... you know what's funny is I read an article yesterday from 21 when they first... I think 21 when they first took those cows over there. And it just so happens the farmhand that day that tags the cows wasn't there and didn't happen to tag five red heifers. They happen to have five perfect red heifers that didn't, because if they would have got tagged in the ear, out of there.
They're suggesting cloning.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you look into some of the articles, they even mention like CRISPR. But the one I read yesterday is like, oh, it was by chance they found five red heifers and lucky Tommy wasn't at work and didn't stab him in the ear with that, with them tags. And then they got to figure out how, they had to figure out how to tag them to export them to Israel. Right. So they, I don't know how they did that. They were talking about making them swallow a tag.
They had flavor. They had custom Flavor Flav necklaces.
Is that just running cover because they're actually just chipped with like geo tracking and stuff like that?
Well, they can't be chipped. They can't have
no blemish.
They can't have no blemish. They can't have a yolk. They can't have ever been worked. Are you, they can't even, like, I don't even know how they got
because they can't have ever given birth.
They can't have ever, they can't be confined.
That seems
They're supposed to be free roaming. Too.
They've never given birth. That seems easy to control, but the rest of it's like, what?
And then the farmer was talking about how they were genetically modified. So the farmer is a hardcore evangelical Christian. And in order to ensure that the rapture happens, you got to cut the cows. So in the rapture, the Christian God actually beats up the Jewish Messiah. So it's almost like an accelerator for an end time scenario. The priest that does the cutting has to be, can't have ever done,
ever touched a dead body.
Yeah.
They found a kid that's was born at home. So he's never been in a hospital, because in a hospital, you're automatically, there's dead people in a hospital.
In the presence of dead people, yeah.
I was going to say, was this an honor system thing? So they've actually tracked this kid to make sure.
Yeah, they found a kid that is going through rabbinical, or is that how you say it? Going through the schooling. What the hell just happened here? I just lost my screen, everybody.
But yeah, so this is all for, so this is a Jewish ceremony, just so people know. It's supposed to be done in a certain place.
It's fulfilling
apparently not a certain time.
It's fulfilling a prophecy, and the prophecy has stood for over 2,000 years, because it's almost impossible to come up with a freaking totally unblemished red heifer without, you know, a little bit of cheating. But if you're a loophole based religion, you find a way. You find a way. You do. And
that's their job. Right, that's their whole system is a loophole. Their whole religion is a big loophole.
Yeah. If you've got the wire that allows you to cheat on Shabbos and all that, well, we're technically home.
I've heard a lot of those loopholes with, especially like the Sabbath, and you know you can't flick a light switch on because technically that's work to turn on a light. So they find loopholes about it, or like ways around it. And it's like, that it doesn't seem like, even if you were to go by the ancient like Hebrew teachings, you'd think that wouldn't be permissible since it's 2024. I don't want to say those people, but the people that practice this religion seem to find ways around it. And then that seems kind of sacrilegious. And like, why are you even doing it? Why are you even practicing this religion anymore if you're doing that?
They write the laws and everything, the judicial system. I mean, come on.
What are the rules on the Sabbath? What are you not supposed to do? It says no work, right? And that's pretty broad. So
you can't cook, you can't work, you can't spend money, you can't, you're not supposed to leave your house. That's where the wire comes in. And now we showed a video, what was it, yesterday or the day before, where they went through certain neighborhoods and put like gray PVC piping on the telephone poles. So instead of the wire like New York and other cities have, so they can go outside their house on Saturday, they have these gray piping on the telephone poles to that extends it for them. And every once in a while, they got to go around and fix them because they fall down. You know, most of your appliances now, your refrigerator, stove, microwave, all have
Shabbat settings, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Settings, yeah, yeah. Jew settings.
Yeah.
Settings.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We learned that from the guy who has the TikTok, and he does he's like, here's how we make coffee on Shabbat. He's like, here's how we use these loopholes. Well, they're not loopholes, but this is how we can make the coffee on Shabbat. So we have to have the water boiled on Friday, and it sits in here, and then we have to put it in this cup because we can't put it in the coffee cup because that would be like cooking. So we have to put it in this cup, and then if we have it in this cup and then we transfer it to this cup, it's not actually cooking, and then we can stir it up. But we can't stir it up this way. Someone has to come in and stir it for us. It's like,
That sounds like? It sounds like a lot of fucking work.
Yeah. It's on the correct day.
Yeah.
It's on the right day, though, yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah. And then every day is a Jewish holiday.
Are they allowed to get dressed? This isn't like a Jewish religion, rag on you thing, but I just have questions. Like, are they allowed to get dressed? Are they allowed to get up out of bed? Isn't that also as much work as flipping a light switch or pushing buttons on a microwave? Like, how far
it's
are you
not even
this?
The work part, I don't think. You know, I think it's they have to be Amish for the day or something. No electricity. You can't cook. You can't leave your house. You're just supposed to, I believe, study and worship on that day. You're just supposed to study the old Torah and worship. And, you know, and what's crazy is how... Well, in the Talmud, right, it says any Gentile caught worshiping on the Sabbath shall be put to death, right? And to me, that's interesting because it's like, well, I mean, the Christians, I believe, tried to worship on the Sabbath because it kind of says to do that. And then, the other guys are like, we will fucking kill you. And they were like, okay, we can do it on a Sunday. That's cool. We can just do it the day after you guys, if that's awesome. I don't know if that's how it worked out, but when you find out it says any Gentile caught worshiping on the Sabbath shall be put to death, it's like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
There's a lot of those rules none of them follow anymore, especially from the Torah. I mean, the first five books where they're talking about if a chick is on her period that she has to be like outside the city walls or something. Like, there's all kinds of weird shit that they don't even observe anymore. So it seems like it was like a pick and choose, like choose your own adventure, which rules you want to follow. So
yeah, like the no interest, the usury thing, they picked that one for themselves.
They took that and ran.
Well, everybody found out they don't get charged interest by a lot of these lenders. They just found that out after the tunnel Jews, I believe, is when everybody's like, what the fuck? They don't have to pay interest? It's like, look, they still, the fact check was, no, they don't have to, they don't get free money. Because the fact checkers took it like everybody was saying they get free loans and they never have to pay them back. And it's like, nah, they just don't have to pay the interest. They still have to pay the loan back. They just
don't even bring up fact checkers.
Even though interest is more than the loan, 90% of the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. But so the location, do we talk about the location of Al-Aqsa and why that's important to the whole thing?
No. No.
So Al-Aqsa Mosque allegedly sits on the site of Solomon's Temple. And so in order to carry out their prophecy to bring the Moshiach back, which is the the Hebrew savior, right?
The one they believe in.
Yeah, which is the Christian adversary, according to the book, they have to rebuild Solomon's temple. Well, if it's on the side of Al-Aqsa Mosque, they've got to destroy the mosque. The only way that they're allowed to enter, this goes according to the prophecy, is if they are pure. The only way they can purify themselves is with the ashes of a red heifer. So they have to cut the cow and burn it and then coat themselves in the ashes, or at least give a nice little schmush, you know, a little smudge.
I think it's just a smudge.
I think it's called schmutz in their language.
Yeah.
Well, that's like something on your collar, you know.
Oh, like some that. Schmutz.
Yeah. The ash would be like a smudge, but that's the only way they can go in. So they gotta, you know, off the cow, burn it, wait till the ashes have cooled, and then apply the ashes. And then they will be pure enough to go destroy one of the holiest sites in all of Islam, which I'm sure nobody's going to have a problem with.
No, it looks like they're working it out right now. If you want to, you know, read the news, it seems like they're working out their differences in their own way. But does that all that ritual you just described, does that sound like a loving religion, or like not demonic at all, or just fucking weird on its core?
I mean, yeah.
Sounds fucking crazy.
It makes you think that God's chosen people might be worshiping a wildly different God than we think.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't remember Jesus ever saying to do that, so.
People focus, like, mainly on Christianity and Catholicism, you know? When they're like, oh, we hate these religions. Like, if you look at the blue team, they're like, oh, they want Project 2025. They want to make it a Christian nation. You know, and it's like, well, I mean, we're technically built on Noahide law, right? I mean, that's what we're built upon, is Noahide law, which, what are the seven laws are within the Ten Commandments, basically. And we're already like a Noahide nation, right? And then you look at how insane it is with, like, the rituals, the red heifer, like every day is a some sort of holiday, some sort of like ritual remembrance, you know, of someone getting murdered or them murdering someone or like some revenge and shit. And it's like, what the fuck?
The desert gods need blood is the thing. So if you got a desert god, yeah, you would think that in the desert you would be thirsty for water, but no, turns out it's that claret. You know, that's what they crave. Yeah.
Blood. And then, you know, the people screaming about, you know, Christians and Catholics, you know, if you mention Jews, they're like, oh, calm down, dude. Calm down. You fucking
Wasn't that masterfully done, though, that most modern Christians back Israel 100%? Maybe not Israel, the state of Israel, but the Jewish people, they back them 100%. And then after what you just described, it's like, why? Why are you backing this 100% no matter what?
80 years of unfettered propaganda with about 40 years of intermittent propaganda on top of that.
That does check out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and then you mix it with the Zionism, right? the ritualistic and it's like they're trying to fulfill prophecy in at one aspect, and then the whole thing where they're like being God's, you know, chosen children and people, like, I mean, that's pretty supremacist. If you think about it, right? The earth's God's, you know, for God's children, and it's them. They're the only ones that are God's children. And dude, like Adam
and
Green.
To prove it, they're going to burn a heifer and put their ashes on it.
Wait, is this all Jews? Is there a certain group in Israel that's doing this, or is it like all of Israel? Is it like a tribal kind of cult?
If you follow the Talmud and Torah, I mean, that's what it is. Like, not all of them know this. Like, there's that one clip of Seth Rogen and Mark Maron, right? Is that who it is? Mark Maron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, how they've been tricked their whole life. You know, the Jews are crazy. They're fucking nuts, you know? And Mark Maron's like, would you would you move to Israel? And he's like, fuck no, I'm not. They want us to move there so they can fucking kill us. They need to kill some of us, you know, to bring in the fucking their Messiah and shit. And it's like, god damn, you know, I mean.
Well, dude, when you're talking about the weird rituals and all that, I mean, even in Western culture, we have a lot of weird things. When you think about it and like watch it for a second, you're like, that's weird. Like even, you know, the inauguration of a president, them putting their hand on a Bible, apparently still, and saying these words after this. The whole thing's this weird ritual that we've just come to be accustomed to. And we're like, no, that's normal, though. But killing a red heifer, putting ashes all over it? No, that's a little bit too much.
I know. I was thinking, too, of like, think of all the tribes in South America and Africa that have their own rituals that we're not paying attention to.
They're not trying to invoke the coming of, you know,
you don't know what the fuck entity.
I don't know what they're trying to do, but I know that, you know, one particular population is trying to invoke the apocalypse, you know, and bring in the second coming, right?
Do you think they could do it? Do you think it's gonna happen?
I mean, it's just like it's just like when you. When you hear about like golems and shit, where, you know, some of these people believe you can mix clay and mud.
Oh,
with
make
blood
a little man and, from clay, yeah.
Or some Sanhedrin.
Like a homunculus
monster.
Type shit.
Yeah, it's like.
You got to jerk off onto it too, from what I hear.
Oh, yeah, you need blood and semen.
It's so gross. I mean, it's natural, I guess, but it's still weird. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we live in ritual every day. You know, all of our lives, like when you tell people like graduation is like a Saturnal type ritual, you know, with the black gown, the cap, the square, you know, it's a square mortar. Rolled up in the air and it spins. And it's like, what? People are like, I don't believe in that shit. And it's like, you don't have to believe in it. The ones
all it
running
takes
the pulling this levers believe in it, apparently. Like the
fucking it just takes five seconds to look at something like that. Perfect example of a graduation ceremony that if you actually look at it, you're like, this is fucking weird. Like just
marriage
at basic level, it's just weird. Like, why do we do this? And we just think it's normal.
I
before
just went
too far down
one.
That though, I wanted to ask you guys what your definition or views or opinions or whatever on Zionism is, because when we talk about this particular religion, that's more of what we're pointing to. We're not talking about your friend that works at the jewelry store that, you know, goes to synagogue or whatever. Most of those have no fucking idea about any of what we're talking about. So it's more pointed to Zionism, right? So what would you guys say on that?
Zionism is a more recent political philosophy, more recent, you know, 1800s, as opposed to, you know, a couple of 6,000 years or whatever the Jewish calendar says. But that's a hardcore political philosophy of militaristic expansion and domination that was rooted with returning the Jewish people to their biblical homeland in what was, you know, Palestine at the time, or at least post-World War I, but traditionally what was known as Palestine. And so it has been a just relentless occupation and expansion of territory inside what is now occupied Palestine since 1947. But Theodor Herzl Lord Rothschild were the, you know, basically the people who made
the architects.
Who made at least Israel possible. And then, and Lord Balfour, because it's the Balfour Doctrine that gave the actual land up. But yeah, since 1947, it's just been, you know, terrorism and brutal military occupation. And they just had a whole conversation in the Jewish legislature in the Knesset about whether or not there was a legal right to rape prisoners. Turns out you can. Turns out,
apparently somebody just leaked a video of that, and they were more worried about who leaked the video than the contents of the video and who perpetrated that. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, well, and they had the soldier on Israeli television where he's like, we were just checking for stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
With your dick in his ass? Really?
Metal rods.
Yeah, that's what they did, didn't they? They fucking fucked him up. Huh?
Yeah, broomsticks and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, you know, when it comes to, you know, their homeland, their holy land, it turns out people are finding out that's the whole fucking earth. They believe it's the Orthodox believe it's the whole fucking earth.
I can't find that clip of it was either Brett or Eric Weinstein explaining it, the burden that they're dealt with, the hand they were dealt to shepherd the entire planet, take care of the people here. I was talking to Joe. He was talking to Joe Rogan about that, and I can't find that clip anymore.
It's the Orthodox that follow the Talmud, Torah, both of them, and then get into the Kabbalah, which is there's two different ones. There's the Lunestic.
You're talking about like Jewish mysticism, because that's a pretty separated little sect of people, right?
That's that's like when you get in the Chabad, Lubavitch. I mean, that's the shit they believe.
You're speaking that's Yiddish what they study. To me. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Remember when they found the tunnels?
Yeah.
The Curlies. Origin point of the tunnels was a Chabad Lubavitch house. That's a particular branch that is known as like the more, I don't know, loud and activist and confrontational organization.
Well, they also Chabad is very they're very Orthodox, right? So I mean, they follow
as fundamentalist as you can get.
Yes. But, yeah,
men and women are quartered separately. They actually do have like the moon room for when they're on their periods and stuff like that.
You know what that's called over here? Extremism.
Well, yeah.
It's Orthodox. It's just.
Okay. Jewish people. We'll go with Orthodox. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, Chabad, though, is one of the only extreme Orthodox sects that will reach across to politicians and shit. So they're basically, in my opinion, I mean, they need everybody to help usher in. Like, this is supposed to be Edom, right? America's supposed to be Edom, which is supposed to be destroyed, right? So that's where you get like Frankenism coming in and stuff, and how some of them will hide behind Judaism. You know, they'll hide behind Christianity or Catholicism and be doing, you know, they're actually practicing Judaism and this,
and then getting the selfies at the Wailing Wall and all that. Yeah,
stuff like that. They need the Gentiles to, you know, be debaucherous and victimize them, and there's like these certain steps needed when it comes to this fucking ritual. We're like in this big fucking ritual trying to like, because now, Chris, Orthodox,
do you know how many people would have
big,
to be in on that? Do you know how many people would have to be in on that for that to work?
10.
I mean, ultimately, if it's something that's kept within the community, and then it also tells you in your books that you're allowed to lie to people who aren't a part of your community, then if you're ever confronted, you can be like, oh, that's a bunch of, you know, anti-Semitic nonsense. That's a joke. We don't do that. What are you talking about?
Where have we heard that?
You think it's crazy, but then when you watch, like, Adam Green's got, like, he'll find every rabbi fucking video, and they say it. They say it over and over and over and over. It's not.
They're really good actors.
A secret anything.
If you can, you know, meet one of these people and they just seem like the nicest person, whatever, and then you catch them on a hot mic or a video and they're saying that shit, it's like, whoa. Where did you go to acting school? Because you were very convincing as just a normal person. It's almost like a reptilian takeover.
You know, it's man,
The shout out to Tremmy, buddy of mine in Santa Cruz County. But I did a number of different like remodel projects for him, and I went up to Trim a few times just because he needed a hand and I didn't have shit to do that week. There were these two dudes that he came recommended to him from other growers, and they were Israelis. They were from Haifa. They were like fresh off of their IDF tour and were traveling around trimming some weed, being bums. Totally nice, totally friendly, totally, you know, joking around, shit like that. And somebody brought up Palestine, and their whole everything about them changed, and their whole, and it was just nothing but the most like just, you know, gutter freaking insults. And I mean, it was wild, dude. Like the switch got flipped. And as soon as you brought up like the thing, you know, they instantly
he said the activation phrase Palestine.
Yeah.
And they just blink.
Yeah. And I mean, it was a night and day difference, man. And like the more they got themselves going, the grosser it got.
Weird.
And yeah, dude, it's a disgusting kind of brainwashing that occurs, and it's necessary if you're going to carry out a mission of global domination.
It makes you wonder why they blame Muslims for so much shit, you know, and then it turns out later, like, it wasn't necessarily a Muslim. They just kind of pulled out some brown people and were like, see, Islam bad. So what does that point to?
Yeah, or we had people infiltrate and take over what became a terrorist cell that then committed acts of violence that our guys are going to get a pass for, because according to the books, you're allowed to kill your own countrymen if it helps advance an agenda. It's called the Hannibal Directive in the Israeli military. The Hannibal Directive says if it prevents hostages being taken, because we don't want to have to exchange them for the hostages we got, and you can kill them. If it's in the course of your regular duties, you can mow down Israeli citizens if you can justify that it was going to stop Hamas doing a bad.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like 3 abortions today to save the children of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
More loopholes. Gotta love them. If you can find them, maybe that's why they make such great lawyers. They can find all the loopholes.
It's the judicial system.
Why not? Not, 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 not.
Hang on. Hey.
I don't have that.
Hang on. Well, I have. Hang on. I have a sound drop for that. Damn it. I wish I was. Nope. Oh, here we go. There we go.
All right. All right.
Super late on the drop. But hey, don't worry about it. So how does the Zionism part of it, the militaristic, you know, political type of philosophy, how does that tie in with this extremist, I mean, orthodox, you know, group of people?
To a large degree, everyone that is, you know, Jewish by faith is being used first before anybody else in the Zionist project. Like the most of the Zionists themselves, secular, non-religious. You know, first and foremost, we've got, you know, Benjamin Mielekowski, Bibi Netanyahu, who's the prime minister of Israel, who only puts on the tiny hat for photo ops, is on record.
What a great speech he had in front of Congress, though. Oh, my God. Very moving.
Well, it had to be a good speech if they gave it 58 standing ovations. I mean, you don't give 58 standing ovations to a shitty speech.
No, it was great. He was on point the whole time.
See, it's interesting when it comes to Judaism, right? Because, like, if you're born Jewish, you can't just not be Jewish. You can be secular and not practice Judaism, but you're still Jewish, right? If you're born into a Christian family and you're like, nah, I don't want to do that, you're just atheist. You're not a Christian. You're just atheist, right? But same with Catholics. Like, Judaism, though, you're Jewish. Like,
yeah, you're an atheist Jew. Yeah,
he don't practice, but he's still Jewish. You know, as long as he doesn't get tattoos and murder people and stuff, he'll be fine.
Oh, wow. Man. Well, murder other Jewish people.
He doesn't murder other Jewish people and doesn't rape other Jewish people.
Well, unless he has a reason to murder other Jewish people. Unless he's preventing. Right?
I don't know if even with a reason.
Well, the Hannibal Directive is the reason. They did kill Jesus. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and there is that. But no, the Hannibal Directive, at least in a military sense, provides a justification to kill other Jews. But
on a technicality, they didn't kill Jesus, you know, they just said, go ahead, you know, we'll
take speaking about how they it. How I keep saying they, because I don't want to be too specific, you know what I mean? Not that you haven't been, but how they
sorry
see...
you guys have a YouTube channel. I just now
are you on
that.
YouTube?
Oh no, it's fine. Well, yeah, okay. We'll put this to the test and see what happens. Yeah. Come at me.
Ooh,
YouTube.
Sorry about your YouTube channel.
No, we have like 10 followers. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Our main following is not on YouTube.
No,
we're not worried.
It's just funny because, like, when Netanyahu was, or you know, whoever the spokesperson or whatever for Israel was talking about how many Hamas people they killed, they were like, "We killed like 2,000 Hamas members," and they were like, "What about the other 38,000 people that died?" And they're like, "Well, we killed 2,000 Hamas people," because they don't see the other 38,000 as people; they see them as cattle. Isn't that directly from the Talmud?
effectively livestock.
Yeah, they're
cows, chickens, sheep.
They are God's chosen people, right? And I gotta say, I mean, when the shit goes down, I mean, even the secular Jews, you know, if the shit were to go down and they're like, back to like crusade shit, but on the reverse, I guess, I would assume even the seculars like, whoa, I'm with you guys. I'll be over here now.
Have you seen my nose?
Yeah. No, I was just, wait until I.
But yeah, no, where Zionism really operates though is as the main mechanism of political mind control for the rest of the Western world, and it's this, you know, it's all connected to World War II. It's a constant re-invoking of magic numbers, and 6 million is a magic number in that particular religion.
Right, it might be a magic number.
666.
It might be a magic number, but it's almost certainly an inaccurate number too.
Oh, implausible, certainly. Yeah. But the invocation of the magic number is the thing that matters, not whether or not it actually is accurate.
As long as it gets stuck in people's heads, then their job is done.
Yeah, and if you present one side of a narrative for the better part of a century and you criminalize presenting the other side of a narrative, or even in multiple other sides of the same narrative, then you can run a really effective campaign of altering, history.
Yeah, isn't all this based on Tavistock and Bernays and all that kind of thing too? I mean, it seems like they're using the same methods. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so Tavistock was created right after World War I, and a number of the Tavistock scientists were also not just Jewish, but very early supporters of Theodor Herzl's Zionism. And again, there is no state of Israel without the UK, without Lord Balfour, without Lord Rothschild. It is a original, MI6, Tavistock, then OSS and CIA sort of project. And it's that there's, the nexus of like Anglo-American empire. Sometimes it's hard to tell who's client state. You know what I mean? But
well, I mean, I think there's different factions out there too. I know Lindsay Sharman's talked about this too, but others. It's not just a big they or something, it's different split off factions and they're kind of fighting each other, but maybe that's also theater. Like you can go as far as you want with it, but it seems to me like that's how it is too, where there's different factions. Like there's the Trump side, who's his own faction of like the they, and then there's the other, the Clintons and the Obamas and all that. That's another faction of they, and they're just kind of like duking it out and using us as their pawns on their giant chessboard.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to that. I think at the end of it, the pool of warring factions is relatively small, and they'll drop all of that at a moment's notice if it means they have to, come together temporarily to really screw us over. But when you've got something like the Bank of International Settlements that effectively underwrites all nation states, which in and of itself is one of those autonomous little square miles in Basel, Switzerland, that everybody talks about, City of London and Vatican City, Washington, D.C., but Basel, Switzerland is also one of those places that exists within its own free-floating autonomy. And that's where the Bank of International Settlements is.
That's the Swiss Army, right?
The Templars.
Do they come out of there? Because they're the ones that guard the Vatican.
Yeah, the Swiss Guard. Yeah,
that's why their flag is square, and so is the Vatican flag is square. They're the only two square flags. because it means they are equally guarded on all sides.
Flags are a weird thing. I'm not rabbit trailing, but just isn't that another weird part of this whole thing, how everybody has a flag for everything? Yeah. Apparently there was an age, identity age. I don't fucking know what they call it, but it's basically a flag for people who identify as a different age than they are. First of all, nobody's ever going to use that for something gross.
Wait, some of them, that's now something.
It's just like, yeah, but it's just like the trans, gay, LGBTQ kind of movement but it's like, oh, I don't identify as an age at all. You can do that. Or you can identify as a 2-year-old when you're 60, or you can identify as a 75-year-old when you're 5.
No, this is all in the imagination.
But then some people can identify as outside ages. Like, I could identify as 500, the age that I jokingly say that I'm going to live to. So you can identify as whatever you want.
I mean, Abdul, get the rocks. Get the freaking rocks, Abdul.
My Twitter says,
Noah, get the boat.
I'm a proud black woman on my Twitter. It says,
"You should be."
Yeah. If you don't believe me, that's a hate crime. I'll have to report you.
You go, girl.
I'm gonna get your Twitter account removed. You didn't. Shit removed.
Hey, look. If Kamala Harris can be a strong black woman, so can Chris.
Yeah,
dude. I just heard something KJP. About that today. Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, KJP stood up there and said, hey, you can't fucking tell anybody what they identify as. Okay, I'm a proud black woman.
Setting precedents. They got to watch out for that shit. You set a precedent, it's going to come bite you in the ass a couple months later, and then you're going to be like, no, I didn't. That's not what I meant. Okay.
That Rachel Dratchell. What was her last name?
Rachel Dolezal.
She's got to be fucking pissed.
Right? She got drummed out the NAACP for being transracial.
She had to sell her
booty
on OnlyFans.
She was a pioneer. Sean King, Talcum.
He's got to be making a comeback soon now.
Yeah, Hewless P. Newton.
Yeah, because if you argue with them and be like, dude, you're white.
Third good partial.
That's a hate crime. And they're like, in the UK right now, I think they throw you in jail for your Facebook posts.
You retweet something, you go into jail.
Yeah, so coming to America.
Yeah, we played it. They also locked up a 55-year-old grandmother.
For a mean tweet or what?
For retweeting.
What's going
something
on
that was already
there?
On X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WeChat.
Okay.
Yeah, WeChat. X-Chat. Twitter X-Chat. Chat.
What did she retweet? Chat. Like, how bad was it? Was this here?
If you retweet anything that's going on over there right now, I think they come knocking on your fucking door.
Oh, faggots.
Alrighty.
It is out of hand. And yeah, it's coming here.
I imagine it is. I mean, I don't know how
much. They tried it in Canada.
Not to be like devil's advocate for the
they are doing
clip, but what, like, every time I see something like that, like a clip of people getting their door sawzalled in half so that they can come in and arrest you for a mean tweet or something, like, a lot of people do stupid shit online. Is this like, how do you verify these types of videos, especially in the age of AI? Like, in your opinion, I'm curious.
One of them, remember that black lady in Oklahoma, I believe it was. We showed the clip where FBI agents came to her house. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Mm. I just made a Facebook post. How are you going to come to my
fucking house?
They
didn't even look like feds either. I mean, kind
of. But. And then more videos started popping up. I found her Facebook, and she seemed to be pretty legit on what she was talking about. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you can call and check on arrest record and stuff like that, see whether or not.
She had a lot of pro-Palestinian post on Facebook, and it's like, fuck, dude, like, they're not making arrest,
like, the arrest records and police reports. I can see that shit getting wiped so fucking
everything's digital now. So you just bloop. But hey, I know how to fix that. Let's put it on the blockchain, guys. I got this thing called Bitcoin. We can
yeah, I mean, you can put your whole archive of shows inside of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, little tiny whatever they are.
Like microfiche. It's like digital microfiche.
Satoshi.
It is kind of.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, actually.
So the 50
is kind of cool, but the
55 year old woman thing. This is what the post from the Cheshire Police says. A 55 year old woman from near to Chester was arrested earlier today, as was today, on suspicion of a number of offenses in relation to a singular social media post containing inaccurate information about the identity of the attacker in the Southport murders.
Yeah.
Some people are just fucking wrong. Like, so what?
Hey, if this is the case, if this is the precedent they want to set, that means they should be knocking down CNN, Fox, everybody else's
door. Look, reporting inaccurate information, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the inversion happening right now, right? So, like, Alex Jones sued for $1 billion, right? Trump gets shot, doesn't get shot. Who the fuck knows what happened, right? But you're allowed to get on the fucking TV and go, yeah, basically had a ketchup packet. And, you know, now the blue team can go, oh, yeah, yeah, conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Now it's completely flipped around. Now they're turning into like a cult when they show the videos of them chanting, this is democracy. Oh, yeah. It's like, what the fuck, dude? I thought y'all wasn't a cult and shit. I thought you didn't like that. Now you love the cannibal. It's true. They fucking love China and cults is a thing of theirs now.
It is funny to watch both sides like get so culty. It makes me think, oh shit, is the centrist cults too now? Is that a cult now?
So
fuck.
This is so the the Democratic side now is a strange cult because most cults follow a person. Like there's a leader there, but what they're built around is like just hating the other side. So like Trump right now is like their anti-leader. They're just hating him and they're building a cult based on hating him just by themselves. Like there's no one there to lead them. It's fucking chaotic.
And based on whoever is in the blue chair, no matter if they get nominated or not.
Sort of.
Just whoever.
Like they kind of caved on Biden. Like they were like, ooh, Biden, I don't think we're going to support him anymore. Like,
well,
they're real
they were cool
with
him until they weren't cool with him.
Exactly.
That's what was fucking crazy, you know, but that's how
that
it
was
works.
About three
they
days.
Flip on each other. They roll on. They, all of them are disloyal. It doesn't matter, red team, blue team.
They're same. Loyal to their own beliefs. Shit, and if you don't agree, then fuck you.
Well, you're only as valuable as your usefulness. And if you're an 81-year-old shell that's walking around crapping himself everywhere he goes.
Come on, man.
Up there at the NATO summit talking about, I fucked your wife.
Ooh. I didn't see that one.
Oh, man.
Dude, he doesn't know where he is. When he walks, it sounds like this.
Well, now that clip of Pelosi come out, she's on a podcast. She's got the big earphones on. And she's like, it's like, what the fuck, dude? She's basically saying they knew Biden as president would suck, you know, but they got him
it
in anyway. Like they're basically
it.
And then you see what's coming out in Georgia and shit, and it's like it's in the open, you know.
Talking
I mean
about
they
Fulton
totally
County and all that.
Fulton County, the Georgia Election Board and everything that I mean, people think all that shit's over. You know, they're like, oh, 60 something cases thrown out, blah blah blah, you know, when it comes to the 2020 election. But Georgia and I think Wisconsin and a couple other the most contested states are still holding these hearings and pulling shit up like, well, how the fuck did this happen? Like how the and then they got what in January? Basically, the 2020 election was mishandled.
No, it was
the least you could say.
Election.
The least you could say, you know, stolen, that's a conspiracy. You're fucking crazy. You're a red Kool-Aid drinking cultist, right?
MAGA Trumper. So
it was mishandled is the least that could be said, because I mean, the Georgia thing is just fucking ridiculous. And then they gave that Ruby Freeman a pat on the back with a medal. Same as what they did with this, Secret Service lady, you know, she steps down and Biden, he's got COVID. He's hanging out in a bed. He's dead or something. I don't know, but he's hanging in a basement, he's dead, who fucking knows, but some sort of memo pops up, which is actually more official than the memo of him stepping down, I think it was. It said, you know, what was her name? I forgot her name already. Cheadle. She was great the last couple decades. You know, we really loved her. Great job. You know, you did a really good, basically a pat on the back. We'll bring you in before I get out, give you a medal. It'll be fucking awesome. You know, now you need to resign and live off the taxpayer fucking pension and have a great time. You did perfect.
Enjoy yourself.
Well, kind of. You fucked up a little, but I don't know. Some people think he got hit with the.
I think he got hit with a piece of plastic at very close range. That it was always meant to be a graze. That no matter where you hit him in his head, it's going to be white Jesus reaching down from heaven and moving him at just the last minute to avoid certain death. But yeah, I don't.
I mean, it's a good thing they didn't hit him in the eye then, huh?
Well, think of how cool the RNC would have been. Everybody would have been walking around with an eye patch. It would have been
in his eyeball, dude, there would have been like a piece of plastic BB stuck in his eyeball.
You mean some evidence or what?
Oh, that would have been removed at the hospital, and they would have given him a little crumpled up piece of metal and told him it was shrapnel. And he would have had it framed, and he'd make people kiss it every time they walked into the office at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, there's no way the dude was in on it. I don't think any of the Trumps were in on the fucking thing.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't. Did you see the new footage? But
yeah, I've heard a cop popping up.
Yeah, yeah. After they fucking said that the Butler County had no fucking body cams, then they're like, "Oh, well, here's the body cam of them jumping up on the roof and the dude turning the gun on him."
Well, Cheadle also said they didn't have any comms recordings, but that they normally do record the comms, but they didn't this time.
Yep.
It's like the Epstein cameras not working that particular day, you know, same type of thing. But I've heard both ways where, like, either the shooter was so good that he only hit him in the ear, or they were so bad that they couldn't fucking kill Trump, who's a big chode of a dude. So both of those aside, though, like the... through the ear, there's been people that were also talking about, oh, he was hit with an AR or AR-15 style rifle or whatever. That would have blown his whole ear off. I'm like, you've never shot one of those. No, it wouldn't. Depends on where it hits it. A 223 round or even a 5.56 is not going to blow your whole ear off.
No.
Unless you're hitting it at the base, maybe. I don't know.
It would probably rupture your eardrum, though, going that fast. Like, you'd have more than the MAGA maxi pad that he had there at the convention.
For what, 4 days?
See, yeah. That thing was dumb. He should have just rocked it. Like, I got my appendix out that day, right? I didn't even get a fucking stitch. They just put some glue on these. This one hole's bigger than an entry of a 5.56. Like, it's a good size hole. They put a vacuum or something in there, right? And I didn't even get a stitch. This guy's running around with a fucking maxi pad on his fucking ear for fucking days. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Had Mike Lindell's signature on it.
And you know what's crazy is the only footage I've seen is TMZ just dropped a documentary, right? People are starting to talk about it. I started dropping clips for it a couple days ago, right? And there's a clip where they're talking and it shows from behind Trump turning his head and putting his hand, you know, getting hit. And with the raw footage, with the raw file, you could probably zoom in and see something with the ear or something. You can see that the teleprompter doesn't get touched. But with the video from TMZ, you can't get a good zoom in on it. And it seems TMZ is the only one with this video. So that's interesting because I haven't seen it. I have 550 videos and clips of just the Trump assassination attempt from like three or four different of the live streams of the full thing from start to finish, where the Secret Service, they're already standing up. They're already checking shit out like before God Bless America even starts.
Dude, none of it makes sense. Everything I've heard about, there's so many different moving parts and angles to this thing, and none of it makes sense, like, from one particular theory, really. And it makes me think, is that the whole game here? Like, it was like a jigsaw puzzle for everyone to go, you know, smoke weed and go try to put together and not pay attention
none
to whatever
of it,
else.
If none of it makes sense, it's all misdirection, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I mean.
Then it's just tossed out of the news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Biden steps down and, oh, excitement about Camilla, grassroots.
And then James O'Keefe drops that report where he found out that Act Blue is making donations in name people that had previously donated, but they didn't put that money up. It's just
the 80-something-year-old lady, basically, mm-hmm. like you were talking about. They took her, and they're smurfing donations is what they call it. So they take her, and they'll make fucking $10 donations multiple times a day for months on end. And he's going up to him, he's like, you donated like 18,000. What? What are you talking about? I didn't donate no $18,000. And at the same time, the blue team's like, look it, we raised $3 million. It's all grassroots. Mm-hmm. Don't pay attention to this over here.
We're packing like, arenas. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we just added Kamala as a guest speaker for 5 minutes right in the middle of a whole bunch of previously scheduled and already sold out music festivals, but she's really bringing them in there.
Just so happens Taylor cancels the rest of her European tour.
It was just those three shows from what I saw, but they'll probably
that's
pull
the
her
end
in.
Of the. I thought she was the end of the thing.
I thought she was going to England after that. I pulled it up on a stream the other day. I think it was Blunt Force, but yeah. It's a terrorist threat.
Did her pop up?
Well, you guys saw the Kamala Stay Woke video, right? Because I want to play this. I haven't played it on the show yet, but I got to cut this up into some sound bites too.
We have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be.
Hang on. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me put the video up so you can see our future president's beautiful face. So, yeah, I need to cut this up. I know OBDM played it, but it's so stupid, and it's just another great example of how, well, fucking stupid she is.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. There's quite some montages that could be put together.
You know what nobody talks about when it comes to building a content?
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Wrong button.
She is.
Yeah. She's the worst.
She sounds like she's vaccine injured.
She sounds like if Xanax could talk, it would be Kamala Harris. It would be.
That's pretty spot on.
She was out there slurring her words at like 11 o'clock this morning. I saw a clip. Michael Malice put one up. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's just whole freaking marble mouthed nonsense.
And then,
Biden was her predecessor, so.
And now she picked that Tim Walz, who's like
Tampon Biden. Tim. Tampon Tim.
And see, people, when using the Tampon Tim, people are like, oh, what? Republicans don't want free tampons in the ladies' bathrooms. And it's like, it's not that part that they're talking about. It's the part that the tampons are in the boys' bathroom in middle school. That's
Why?
The part. That they're talking
well, it's so
about,
stupid like, too, because I heard somebody saying, "Well, toilet paper's in there." It's like we use that every day. I poop a lot, and I use it multiple times a day.
No, that's not fair because everybody has an ass. Okay,
right,
everybody
right.
shits. Not everyone needs to use a tampon. That's fucking stupid. They're putting tampon machines in boys'
bathrooms.
No,
it's just what Tim Walz wants to do if he's elected vice president or something. Or has he already?
No.
He passed
did
it
that in Minnesota. Okay. Yeah.
I can't track all this shit.
He's red flag law, which Trump signed. The thing with Tim Walz, though, is that he's running around with the stolen valor thing. And the Democrats' strategy seems to be when reporters are like, hey, I have a question. They go, okay. And then they walk away. They just walk away. They don't answer. They just like, dude. J.D. Vance and Camilla landed in Michigan together, was it? And JD Vance goes over to the reporters, and then Camilla and Tim Waltz or whatever is outside the plane with Girl Scouts. And as soon as the reporters ask a question, they just, because they're asking Tim Waltz about the stolen valor, about him saying he went to war. You know, he was in the guard, which that's the, what, 1 weekend a month, two weeks a year, you know. I worked with a kid who would be mad. He was 20 and he was in the guard, and he was all mad on Veterans Day because he didn't get the day off to go get coffee. And it's like, motherfucker, like, you ain't even like left Arkansas, dude. Like, what are you fucking talking about? You want fucking 50 cent coffee? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but I've heard all those talking points against like the stolen valor and all that. I'm not going to verify that. I really don't give a shit. It is interesting, but to see the left's counterpoints that JD Vance and Trump are, quote, weird. That's a new talking point.
And creepy and
just
weird.
Okay, so they just say mostly weird. Like, there's a lot of people just being like, they're weird. I wish that's the only thing anyone ever said about me.
Like, it's Tim Waltz who started that. They're weird.
Yeah, if there was one thing I wish people would call me more is just weird. If that's all you got, I know.
But
if that's all you got, then I'm happy.
But that's a great thing. People should be weird. That's not the worst thing in the world. They're not like, he looks like a pedophile.
Well, they're
like,
saying JD Vance fucked the couch, fine. Which ends up being a made-up story. Like, and then they're saying weird. Yeah, it's weird because it wasn't
the couch real thing. Story. I saw it came from the first edition of his Hillbilly book, the first print of it, and then it got removed, the little,
oh really,
like paragraph thing.
But he's talking about, I don't know how true it is, fucking his couch. Okay, that is weird. But yeah, he's also a kid. You want to dig up some shit, see what Biden was doing when he was fucking 9?
Well, Biden's out of there. You can't talk about Biden anymore. You know, that's another thing is,
and you can't that's talk another about Kamala thing
with
me
with
black.
The shooting thing is like, I, you know, Trump has the fandom and stuff, but I think if they would have got that mind blowing picture, you know, the hat suspended in the air, you know, skull chunks, like the 4K JFK fucking shot. Everybody in the Republican Party would have rallied around whatever fucking whoever they would have put anybody in there, you know. It would have been rally around the family with pockets full of shells, you know, and there would have been even some undecided that would have been like, holy shit, they fucking, you know, and then it would have been immediately to war with Iran and shit. Like,
we actually have a dude.
The only problem with that is that he hadn't actually named a vice president with the day that he gave that speech.
Yeah, so like, what would have happened in that instance? Like, someone just steps up into the spot, or then
they would have to run a snap primary because the RNC has different rules than the DNC. The DNC can, you know, their delegates can decide who's president on the floor of the convention. It doesn't matter what the primary votes were. It all comes down to those delegates saying, I nominate and we nominate. And if they have enough, then they're the person. And there's a couple of different cases where they've done that. The RNC doesn't have that rule. It's they run a primary, and whoever has the most votes out of that primary gets to be president. So they would have had to do like a, forget, you know, potentially like a 3 week long or a month long, throw a whole bunch of dorks back up on stage again.
Absolute chaos in the whole grand scheme of things. It would have caused chaos. They keep telling you over and over, we gave him like, you know, as much fucking time as needed. But then there's the video of them. There's a video from, it would be stage left, but the right side looking at Trump, it would be from the right, where when the shots fire, they all fucking turn to their right. And the shots sound really fucking close. And it's like, what the fuck? Because Kennedy, they used how many shooters, you know? I mean, but if they wanted
that was
dead,
a magic bullet.
They had that here with the stupid picture. If that's even real. And if that's real, and that guy had his shit set to catch that kind of detail, and then the hydraulic line blowing out, it's like, fuck, man.
Well, dude, so from what I can tell, the chaos thing is the order of the day. And what do we know about that? Ordo ab chao, that order out of chaos. So it's the most chaotic time I've ever seen in my life, especially with all the, with the internet and everything, and just people spewing misinformation, disinformation, you're wrong, I'm right, and blah, the whole thing. It is the most chaotic mindfuck I think we've ever been in. So how do you think this pans out over the next, as we close up here, how do you think this pans out over the next 6 months? Well, we'll say till the election and maybe 2 months after the election. What's your little like thoughts on what's going to be happening there? Don't all go at once.
I still think Trump gets in. I think that having the PayPal mafia in the White House ensures the building of the infrastructure for the digital prison. I think the upcoming economic collapse, laying it at Trump's feet, is going to seriously demoralize the right. And I think that puts the Democrats in a position to, you know, pretend to be the resistance for 4 years. They always do better when they're the underdogs. They'll have victims. Their WEF management team in place for 2024. They know Kamala Harris is a loser. Yeah, I mean, you gotta go out there and try and sell it, because a candidacy is a fantastic money laundering opportunity.
And $81 million, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, Bernie Sanders raised what, 200 and some million dollars back in 2016, back when my buddy Jared Beck and his wife sued him, or sued the DNC, and that's where we got all those lovely quotes like, "We can build the candidates first in a smoke-filled back room."
You know. Due to win a primary or something.
He didn't. Barry Goldwater, but he was non-practicing.
Well, no, his father was Jew, yeah. Goldwater. So, yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't. You know, because they got to see you come out of the fucking Wuhan,
right?
To be truly Jewish,
the Wuhan.
You know, yeah, they got to fucking see you fucking breach those waters.
Right.
Like, that guy's definitely Jewish. He just came literally out of a Jew.
Parting the
just
Red
came
Sea.
Out of a Jew. Yeah.
All right. So that was Steve's. Chris, what are you going to echo that pretty much, or just wait and see? Like, that's kind of my mentality, is we just kind of wait and see and then react, because we don't really have any.
Yeah. Who fucking knows way what's going to happen anymore? I mean, they, one dude's like, they're going to try it again with Trump. Trump, he's doing outdoors. Outdoor fucking rally, still going back to Butler. He's going back to the scene of the crime.
That's a Trump thing to do. I could see that.
It is a Trump thing to do, right? The fucking,
I'm gonna go back. I'm not gonna be shot twice. It'll be spectacular. We'll see. I'm not making any calls. Yeah, I'm just saying, knows? I don't think they're, I mean, done.
What, it'll what's be wild. The Shane Gillis bit where he fucking was like, I think Trump would be the funniest to get us at, like, that whole bit. Like, it basically went down like that. He was talking shit when it happened, and he did kind of make a funny noise. What? He dropped.
Yeah, it was great.
And then
it was,
he
like
gets
a movie.
Up and fucking he's fighting these little tiny, I mean, women. Like,
yeah,
dude, it was some like Braveheart type shit. I'm like, you can, I mean,
oh, dude, Zuckerberg and now Musk. You see the clip with Musk come out about how badass it was, Trump. You know how I can't remember the exact words he uses, but yeah, it's
oh no, I did see that clip. Yeah, Zuckerberg talking about it. Yeah,
Zuckerberg was like, it was badass. What am I supposed to? Yes, he literally looks like he's coming in his pants as he's talking about it.
Well, he was coming in a little less, his metal robot pants or whatever he wears.
Metal robot pants. Like, who knows? It's hard to tell what's gonna happen. I keep saying we're in this fucking crazy layer upon layer psyop wedding cake.
I think if you start to see order in magnitude, kind of watch out for that too, because if it starts all coming together and everything starts getting better and you're like, yeah, no, that's the time to be on guard, because they're trying something. If it comes to that, that's just
they went you know, from Black Monday, the markets, oh my God, to what, today or yesterday, the best since 2022, putting people on this fucking crazy roller coaster.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's a big psyop on a big giant.
It's just keeping people in that limbic, response. Yeah. Where you're fight or flight all the time, and then it can't get too good, and then it gets bad. So you're always on guard and just always,
If not enough people are upset about a certain thing, they have to add other things in. Like maybe mm-hmm. enough people didn't pay attention to the Olympics and they're like, well, shit, we did not rile enough and up folks. Let's get in the stock market. Let's fuck with that. Maybe that's what they're looking at.
Who knows? A couple rockets in Iran or whatever. Like, yeah. It's just
whatever. They're just trying to see.
Now they're rioting all over the United Kingdom. Yeah. Yeah.
But see that riot in the United Kingdom, I'm seeing that's like pretty isolated, so to speak, of where it's happening. It's just we're seeing that isolated spot of it, so it amplifies it.
It's a magnifying glass. The media is a magnifying glass. They're like, look at all these ants, but no, look at this one.
I know nothing about this. Did this just start recently? This is new.
It's been ongoing for a little while. There were a couple of murders committed by immigrants that really, really pissed people off. One of them being, out of all fucking places, the Taylor Swift dance class. It was being
shit. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's a place? Huh. Cool.
Well, for over there, and then someone ran through there stabbing people, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bunch of stabbing little kids, and they're Taylor Swift, man.
Yeah, much love to the families. That's terrible, but your first mistake was going to that class. I'm sorry.
Crazy. Agreed.
No, agreed.
That was crazy. Well, and then like Venezuela, Maduro, I guess he's blocking Twitter for 10 days, blaming Twitter for the uproar in Venezuela.
Well, the U.S. just keeps trying to overthrow that dude, like, every time.
I wonder what their Twitter looks like down there, you know? It's gotta be fucking crazy.
If only it wasn't blocked from us. You know, they're talking about, what was his name, John Ritter, maybe? But his ties with Russia, Scott Ritter.
Scott Ritter, yeah, they just raided him.
Yeah, and it's so funny because if you're going to start, I can see this leading to like blocking RT from US servers or, you know, blocking whatever the other, you know, international news companies are from seeing them. You know who does that? North Korea.
Yeah. From what they tell us. The Restrict Act they were trying to push through, that was part of that. If you use VPN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and then access like RT or Yandex or a foreign agents
or Sputnik or whatever the other ones are.
Yeah, you could face 10 years in prison or something like that.
Did that actually pass? I don't see that.
It didn't pass because we'd all be in prison. I believe we would all be in prison. It's retroactive. Some of those parts, you know,
Jesus.
We'd all be in prison. There'd be people in prison for hate speech. There'd be people in prison for using VPNs or
crimes you committed before it was a crime and had no idea it was a crime. Fuck you.
Tucker covered that part where they were retroactive to be able to go through bank records and shit with the Restrict Act.
Mm-hmm. Are they looking to lock up every single person in the world? Because that's if they do that, that's what's going to happen.
The ones that don't comply, yeah.
Well, the ones who don't comply, they just get like, what happened to Monday? You ever seen that show? Is that the movie? Whatever.
What happened to Monday? Yeah.
Or is it What Happened to Friday?
Whatever. It's one of the days of the week.
I think it's What Happened with All the Girls. There's like eight girls. Yeah,
and at the end, you find out they're just fucking just torching the kids and just dumping them down the trash. And it's like, yeah, I mean, they even tried to feed us that bullshit that we played on the show where they just freeze prisoners or something. Or Noah go in and scramble their memories, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the rehabilitation. Nah, they would just like incinerate those people and then the ones that they can rehabilitate into the, you know, the re-education, so to speak, that are willing to comply.
And sorry for my white sins and there you that go. Kind of thing. Yeah.
The other ones are like, ah, he got COVID. You know, the family's like, what the fuck happened to him? You know, he was in the camp, and, you know, I know he posted horrible shit on Facebook, and he got COVID. Remember, he fucking didn't take the vaccine. So
he got the Boeing whistleblower treatment.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. He didn't take that one shot, and he had 42 diseases all at once. It was the damnedest.
He was in our cameraless wing for the weekend, and he hung himself.
So, he just had a black swan event, and we don't know. He's gone now.
COVID was the perfect predecessor for that. So they scared us with something that killed, 0.1% of the population, wait for a bunch of people to comply who definitely did, who probably said they wouldn't, and then they threatened them with actual death. And they're like, no, you'll definitely die, or you comply and go into the re-education camp. And they probably will.
Get your head shaved.
It's going to separate the people who aren't afraid to die at all and the people who are just like, whatever, I was just being a pussy this whole time. Forget it. I'll follow you.
Yeah.
It'll be fun times.
When the gun's to your head, it's not metaphorical.
Yeah.
That's funny. I started calling the vaccine Trump juice to people, because then pisses people off, it seems. And the blue team, they're arguing, is like, oh, you took the Trump juice, right? And, or when they tell you, it's Facebook mainly, because it's like middle school with preschool brains, right? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, you drink the Kool-Aid cult, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you actually injected the Trump juice Kool-Aid. Mine is metaphorical. I will sip on all of it.
Right. My Kool-Aid doesn't come with myocarditis. Thanks.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, 85%+ they say took at least one shot. Wow. And then it dramatically dropped after that.
That seems about the same percentage if you were to say every one of those unalived in the next few years. That almost matches perfectly the Deagle stats on the population in 2025. Yeah. Weird. Weird how these numbers always match up, but it's just a coincidence. Again, people, this whole show is just for satire and comedy. We're not being serious, obviously, if you heard the first half of the show.
I knew a comedy show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's comedy. Ha, 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 ha.
I'll go home and laugh about it. Fuck, guys. I'm serious.
Well, this is a parody of Chris anyway, so he's serious, but he's a parody. Yeah.
Look at me. Serious as shit.
Well, thanks, you guys, so much for coming on. Anything you want to plug before we get out of here? Of course, we'll put your links in the show notes and everything, but anything with your word power that you want to plug before we get out?
I just go to amwakeupshow.com. Buy some merch.
Short and sweet. Yeah. Love it.
And if not, after that, go to rainoutrantcast.com.
Sweet. And there you go. That was the shortest plugs from a guest I've ever heard. Sometimes they're about 5 minutes long. That's great.
Yeah, no, I can't stand that shit.
I always just say, Google us. It shows up. Like,
that's what that one California governor candidate said.
Google me.
He just said, just Google me. That was in the little pamphlet that came out to everybody. That was like his bio or his profile where you read about every candidate.
Well, just
to replace
Google
Governor Gavin Newsom. Oh my God, Gavin. I said it again. Murph, that was for you. But to replace Newsom, and his profile was just Google me.
Google us for now until that becomes an impossibility as well. But for now, I think it still works. Last time I checked.
Anyway, thanks, guys. It should be just Google Donald Trump.
Heck yeah, man. Thank you.
On her pop.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
And thank everybody on audio and Rockfin. YouTube, so long. Thanks for being with us as long as you were. And don't forget that YouTube is gay.
You are gay.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.